We began the other day focusing a bit on the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, the bracha of Avos. I'd like to draw your attention for one more shir to that bracha. The intriguing notion that we begin our dialogical connection of Shmona Esrei with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with referencing that you are the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov. And I saw a beautiful insight by the Amshin of Rebbe about why we begin this way. The story is told that the great tzaddik Rav Menachem of Amshinov once went to visit a very wealthy individual. And he had come to solicit tzedakah. So he comes to a wealthy individual. He says, you know, I'm collecting for this particular ani, this particular poor person. And it just happened to be that the pauper was a relative of the rich man. So the Rebbe comes, I'm asking for your help to support, to help out this impoverished individual. The rich man, the wealthy man reaches into his pocket, pulls out a sum of money, gives it to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe sees that it was a very modest contribution. And in fact, he was quite surprised. And the Rebbe said, you know, this individual, this impoverished person, this poor man, he's your cousin. He's your cousin. I thought you would have helped him out a little bit more. To which the wealthy man responded to the Rebbe, it's true, he's my cousin, but he's a distant cousin. To which the Amshinover said, tell me, did you daven this morning? So the man, a little bit taken aback, of course I daven, Rebbe. Rebbe says, tell me, did you daven Shmona Esrei? Says, of course I daven Shmona Esrei. Rebbe says, so tell me, what was the first bracha? The man at this point, a little bit indignant, says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. He says, I see. So every single day when you daven Shmona Esrei, you rely on the merits of distant mishpacha. You rely on the merits of your distant relatives who lived thousands of years before you, yet you rely on their merits in case yours falls short in order for God to fulfill your requests. So I would just ask you that the same way that your distant relatives are here for you, you need to be here for your distant cousin today as well. And the Amshinava says that this is part of the beauty and part of the message of the bracha of Avos. Every single day when we begin Shmona Esrei, we rely on distant mishpacha. We rely on great men who lived thousands of years ago, but whose memory still lives on to this very day, who inspire us to this very day, and whose merit we still subsist on to this very day. And says the Rebbe, the point of this is to sensitize us to the needs of others. Because sometimes we're just focused on the needs of the people right around us. Maybe it's the people in my family, my immediate family, or maybe it's my block, or maybe it's my community, maybe it's my shul. But very often we're not really responsibility-minded to any greater group of people beyond our immediate sphere. And the bracha of Avos sensitizes us to the fact that we must be there even for distant mishpacha, even for distant relatives. And I think this notion of distant mishpacha takes on such a dramatic meaning in these times in which we are living, because before just a few months ago, we defined distance by geography. But now we have come to see that you could live right next door to someone, yet still be socially distant. That you could have been with someone for years and years, davening in the same shul, in the same minyanim, in the same social circles, and yet now you feel worlds apart. Now you feel worlds apart. And it's in these times, the same way we begin every morning, afternoon, and evening, asking for our distant relatives to help us, we must make sure to take the time to help our distant relatives as well. Whether they are geographically distant or just socially distant, we must roll up our sleeves and help. And it's so incredibly important during these times, phone calls, emails, text messages, WhatsApp, whatever you have to do to reach out to someone and allow them to feel connected. Because there are so many people who are isolated. There are so many people who are alone. There are so many people who are having such a difficult time weathering this storm. And the more time that goes on, the more people tend to forget. And the more isolated those who are already isolated begin to feel. And so every single morning when we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and we reach back generations to our distant great-grandparents, asking them for help, let us model that same behavior in how we live our lives and be there not only for those who are right in front of us, but be there, always be there, for our distant mishpacha as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.